Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Although the NPT has served as a legal and normative foundation for limiting the spread of nuclear weapons, efforts to realize its universality and limit the horizontal proliferation have been challenging. Additionally, nuclear weapon states have engaged in vigorous modernization programs of their nuclear arsenals and manufacture of new generation of nuclear weapons. It has to be admitted that the total and irreversible nuclear disarmament in a transparent and verifiable manner remains the only guarantee for the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. We cannot address non-proliferation without highlighting the immediate connectivity with disarmament. Nuclear non-proliferation in all its aspects and nuclear disarmament are mutually reinforcing and should be simultaneously pursued in a balanced and comprehensive manner. Mr. Chairman, Egypt views with serious concern the cooperation of some NPT states parties, particularly nuclear weapon states with states non-party to the NPT in the nuclear field. Rather than exert efforts to encourage universal adherence to the NPT, it is regrettable that some states parties are engaging in cooperative exchange in the field of nuclear technology to states that have refused to adhere to the NPT. By doing so, these states' parties not only undermine their NPT obligations, they also weaken the incentive for these states to join the treaty and thus reduce the prospect of achieving its universality. The continued operation of unsafeguarded nuclear facilities by states non-party to the NPT clearly defies the purpose and objective of the treaty, and further brings into question the commitments of state parties to achieve its universality. We emphasize that strict observance to the IAEA comprehensive safeguards and to the NPT in accordance with Article 3 should be a necessary precondition for any cooperation in the nuclear field with states non-party to the treaty, or for any supply arrangement with these states for the transfer of source or special fissionable material, equipment, or Mr. Chairman, despite the ceaseless calls over decades to the nuclear weapon states to realize the total and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons, they continue to exist with astounding numbers. The lack of commitment by nuclear weapon states to fully implement Article 6 of the NPT in good faith, however, isn't the only deficiency. Nuclear weapons remains deployed in the territories of certain non-nuclear weapon states, and nuclear deterrence continues to dominate the security and defense doctrines of certain military alliances. These actions have severely undermined the treaty itself, its credibility, and the integrity of the review cycles. Mr. Chairman, Egypt asserts that pursuing the non-proliferation objectives of the treaty should not hamper effective cooperation in the field of peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Egypt refuses any attempts that impose restrictions on the transfer of nuclear equipment, material, and technology to state parties to the treaty that have concluded comprehensive safeguard agreements with IAEA. We believe that the obligation under Article 3 of the NPT in verifying the peaceful nature of nuclear programs provides enough credible assurances that would enable state parties to engage in the transfer of nuclear equipment, material, and technology for peaceful purposes. Mr. Chairman, Egypt recognizes that the IAEA safeguards are a fundamental component of the nuclear non-proliferation regime and help create an environment conducive to peaceful nuclear cooperation. We underline that the IAEA is the sole competent authority responsible for the verification of the fulfillment of safeguard obligations assumed by state parties under Article 3 of the NPT. We stress the importance of achieving the universality of the IAEA Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and urge all states that have not yet done so to bring into force Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement as soon as possible. It is important, nonetheless, to make a clear distinction between the legal obligation stipulated in the NPT and other voluntary optional confidence-building measures undertaken by a state party to the NPT. Such voluntary undertakings shall not be turned into legal safeguarded obligations. Mr. Chairman, finally, Egypt finally calls upon all states non-party to the NPT to accede immediately and without preconditions to the treaty as non-nuclear weapon states and to place all their nuclear facilities under comprehensive IAEA safeguards. By achieving the universality of the NPT, the objectives and principles of the treaty become strengthened, as universal adherence to any treaty is a reflection of its efforts toward achieving the universality of the treaty. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and a full text of my statement will be also given to the Secretariat to upload it. Thank you.